Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We've got a special premiere for you guys. Yeah, I know I said I was going to do Night Shift Nurses, but we're going to just throw that to Tuesday, which means I'm going to go ahead and record it probably sometime over the weekend, and I'll have it for you Tuesday, but this just came out. So this is kind of a premiere, and we gotta do that. This takes priority. This just came out in its newest version in Japan, China, and the West. So yeah, all this just happened. Alright guys, so let's go ahead and get started. By the way, yes, this looks like Starless. Yes, it's kind of inspired. No, it's not nearly as crazy. As I was told, the only thing you have to be afraid of... Yeah, excuse me. The only thing you have to worry about is if you're afraid of large breasts. If you're afraid of large breasts, you're going to have a real bad time. But the game absolutely does have a lot of mystery to it. It's a big game. This is 4 gigs, and this is a visual novel. It's not a RPG Maker game. This was published by Kagura. So definitely check it out on all the places you can get it from Kagura, which would be best to just go on their site, because you can get it and you don't need the patch and all that. Oh, okay. Well, I do like them like that, but we'll keep them with the clothes on. And for you watching, let's hope you can keep your clothes on as well. Everybody keeps their clothes on, damn it. Phew, I'm pretty sure this is the right way. It had been 5 hours since I had left the city via train, then bus. I was currently deep in the mountains in a certain prefecture, following a path in search of the rumored spirit spring. This heat is ridiculous, though. The memory of the weather forecaster under an umbrella announcing that a massive heat wave was hitting the entire country sprang into my mind. I had figured it'd be cooler up on the mountain, but up here the sun's rays bore directly into my body. I had already long drained the water bottle that I bought at the station at the foot of the mountain, and my mouth was parched. This is all for you, little guy. I looked down at my crotch. I should explain why I was trekking up into the mountains. Last week, during my usual after-work fun, the little man I was so proud of became no longer capable of standing. Oof. Still no good, huh? Looks like it. I've requested this worker's services over 20 times already, so it was no exaggeration to say that she was a seasoned pro in the field of erecting my member. Yet, even with all her expertise, my pole did not stand. It usually gets up when I do this. Hey, are you okay? You look tired. Yeah, I'm a little tired. It's been so long since you last came to see me. Were you that busy? I came off of a 60-hour shift yesterday. 60 hours? That's totally insane. You can't even call that a sweatshop at that level. Haha, right? I'm serious. You need to quit that job. You make it sound so easy. Look, you only live once, you know? You have to be able to enjoy life. Yeah. I understood what she was saying perfectly. I'd heard it so many times before. If you don't, you'd be putting this massive cock to waste, you know? What does this have to do with my dick? Don't you get it? Your pecker is basically saying that your body and soul have been completely worn down. That is a real thing that can happen. If you are fucking worn out, your dick is not going to want to work either. I mean, worn out. Completely worn out. Not just a little tired. Oh, that reminds me. A customer the other day was talking about this place. The Spirit Spring? Yeah, if you bathe in it, your body will get filled with energy and you'll have the motivation to do anything. Impotent? Dip in and boom. Viral. Or viral. Old man? Dip in and boom. Full of life. They even say that one guy used it too, you know, that Shima guy. I think his name ends in Saku? That's a manga character. The legitimacy of this whole thing just took a nosedive from fake to that. That was a joke. But for real, the guy who told me this is this old man. He normally has a lot of trouble getting it up. And you're saying that after going to the spring, he had it hard right away? Yeah, it was crazy. It was like this. Can you believe it? She gestured, holding her hand in a fist and bending her arm inward. Really? You can believe me or not. It just sounds like such an urban legend. Why won't you believe me? Like, if that kind of magical place really existed, wouldn't more people be talking about it? Well, the old man said it only worked on people who were completely worn out. Oh, right. I have this. She rustled through her bag to look for something. Oh, your time's coming up. Here it is. Take this. She passed me a sheet of paper. This is a map. Don't tell me it's for the Spirit Spring. She shook her head, her ear on the phone. Let's go outside. Or rather, let's get outside. Make sure you go, okay? Or else I'll tell the manager how I let you go all the way when you visit. With that simply frightening line, we parted ways in front of the hotel. Yeah, you're not really allowed to do that, guys. You can't really go all the way with a lot of these sex workers. That's true. Look it up. Or watch some videos. On the papers she gave me were a set of clear directions. The Spirit Spring, huh? But there's no way I can make time to... Tomorrow, the day after, and the day after that, and so on, we're all work. There's no such thing as time off for me. Certainly no time for me to go to a hot spring. Well, it wouldn't hurt to hold on to this, at least. Wait, are you serious? The next day, as I was getting ready for work, I received a call from one of my co-workers. For real, my man? I had the early shift, right? So I came in early and the whole place is going nuts. According to my co-worker, the labor office received some kind of anonymous tip and were coming to the company for an inspection, so management was in a fuss adjusting all of the time cards and records. I'll head over right away. I'll try to keep it short. At the office, every worker was called into a conference room run by one, and interviewed about the labor conditions at the company. Remembering my after-work friend's words of "you only live once," I came completely clean to the inspector. As a result, I obtained paid leave, something I thought was only a myth. What's more, I had received a sudden influx of cash from finally being paid for all the overtime I put in. Wow. A few weeks after that, the company went bankrupt. That's how it goes, huh? My co-worker, who was released with me, grumbled about their mortgage. Those who had families to take care of had no choice but to submit to the arduous trial of seeking another source of income in an economy that showed no mercy to job seekers. I could only pray for their success. As for me, being let go felt like having a great weight lifted from my shoulders. It was then I recalled the Spirit Spring. I had the time, and I had the money. Why not? Let's take a trip. And so I set out on my journey for the Spirit Spring. Shit, I'm totally lost, aren't I? I had thought I was following the map exactly, but I found myself going back down a path I thought I had walked already. Wait, am I fucked? A single line of sweat trickled from my shoulder down my back. It's still 3 p.m. or so. Shit, no service, of course. I checked my phone and the no service symbol filled me with anxiety. I can still make it. Think, should I go back or keep going forward? Figuring that forging ahead was too reckless, I decided to go back the way I came. Okay, good. I definitely came this way. It may have the view from the other way, but I had the vague recollection that this was the area where I had come from. And then from here, I go here and... Huh? Wait, this seems wrong. All around me was grass, grass, and more grass. The blades towered over me with what felt like a sneer. Ugh, sorry about that, folks. One thing was certain, this was not the path I had climbed up. Come on, you gotta be kidding me. The forecast said it'd be clear all day. I knew it was said that weather in the mountains was as fickle as a woman's mood, but it didn't have to change now of all times. I hurriedly pulled out my rain poncho from my backpack and covered myself. The rain came down harder and harder in streaks, and I could hear the distant sound of thunder. Is this some kind of joke? Because I'm not laughing. The temperature also fell with the rain, and I shivered from the cold. This is fine. I'm okay. I'm okay. I kept walking, speaking aloud to keep myself going. Just stay calm. Just stay calm. In a sudden flash, a bolt of lightning struck just ahead of me. Chit, 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 chit. I ran forward wildly, my feet loudly splashing in the wet earth below me, the downpour blocking my vision and causing me to lose all sense of direction. Whoa, that was close. I almost slipped. The mud threatened to take my feet, but I trudged forward. What was this? What was the statistic? Like 80,000 people go missing every year? My mind leapt to the worst case scenario. No, no, no! I shook my head, trying to get those thoughts out of my mind. Still, I completely lost track of where I was going. Rain pelted my body unrelentingly, and the thick mud sapped my strength with every step. How did it come to this? I sank to my knees. Is this how it ends? I watched the rain continue to fall as my eyelids began to close into nothing. Huh? Right in front of my eyes, a bright violet light. Violet, not violent. Violet light flickered. What is this? The light floated about 1 meter above the ground, completely independent of any source, it seemed. Am I seeing things? Haha, I guess I'm just that fucked then. My eyes had become hollow, but I could not tear my gaze away from the light. It felt like it was beckoning me. So beautiful. I reached out to grab the light, but it slipped just out of my reach. With what little strength I had left, I pulled myself to my feet to step closer and try again. But as I stepped towards it, the light floated away just as far. Where are you going? I couldn't explain it, but it felt like the light had a will of its own. Wait, don't go! My stamina had reached its limit, but even so, I stumbled after the light. I moved slowly, making sure not to fall. The light floated ahead, keeping pace with my steps. My body felt so heavy, yet I continued to seek the light. As I did, a new sight entered my vision. A massive mansion. Is that a house? Wait, huh? Well, where did that light go? Hello? I looked all around in a fuss, but I could no longer make out that mysterious, brilliant light. What I did notice was that the rain had alleviated from a violent downpour into a gentle drizzle. Wait, did that light bring me here? Haha, who am I kidding? Still, I was never one for the occult, but I would definitely still be lost had I not followed the light. Despite my sardonic remark, my heart was filled with gratitude for the guiding spark. This is a pretty big mansion, though. The first thing it reminded me of was kind of a Western-style mansion I'd seen in Cinderella. The lights are on, so somebody's home. Lights poured out from within the mansion, painting the outside in an eerie glow. I hope they'll help me. Whoops. I approached the massive entrance to the manor and took up my poncho off as to not arouse suspicion. Ugh, I'm completely soaked. I twisted my t-shirt as to wring it and a stream of water poured out. I did my best to look more presentable than the drowned rat that I currently resemble before looking for the doorbell. Where's the doorbell? I looked over every inch of the entrance, but there was no sign of a doorbell. Oh, what's this? In the middle of a door, there was a line with a ring hanging from it. Maybe I need to use this to knock. The people inside must be able to hear me if I use this, right? Uncertain, I reached towards the ring, but just then... What? The door suddenly opened, revealing the figure of a woman. Wow. And she blinks her eyes and everything. That's pretty cool. Please, come inside. Wow, they speak. That's cool. Huh? What? Huh? A maid? The woman in front of me was dressed as a maid, like the ones I had only seen in certain cafes, her hands clasped in front of her. She held my drenched, shivering visage in a steady gaze. My eyes involuntarily darted to the massive bulge under her dress that protruded from her upper body. They're huge. I wonder what cup size she is. If you remain as you are, you'll catch a cold. Please come inside. Man, are the hentai scenes gonna be like this too? Good gravy, this is gonna be a very interesting read. She prompted me inside, her gaze containing not a hint of concern and her voice completely even and frank. Oh, by the way, guys, this is the same dude responsible for the Apostle games. So if you liked Apostle, Apocalypse, the sequel? Yeah. So I think that the sex scenes might actually be, like, animated. Yeah, I know. That you can't... You're probably just clicking off the video right now. You're like, you know what? Fuck this, Grim. I gotta get this myself. This shit's animated. I didn't know that. I want to see these animated hentai scenes. And this is a long game. It's 4 gigs, guys. There's a lot of scenes. So, yeah. But for those who are like, no, I want to continue with the video, we will. Okay. I heeded the maid's words and stepped foot into the mansion. Wow, this is incredible. I stepped into a massive entrance hall. A large chandelier hung from the ceiling and a grand staircase connected the room to the second floor. A red carpet, dozens of meters long, stretched down the hall. It felt like a hallucination, like I'd stepped right into a fairy tale. This way. Yes, ma'am. The maid stepped with precision down the hall. I followed after her, appreciating the beautiful way her skin fluttered as she walked. Doesn't have the grand staircase that Starless had, but it's a pretty decent staircase nonetheless. Oh! She led me to what looked to be a parlor, meant for receiving guests. On a table had neatly folded change of clothes. On a table laid a neatly folded change of clothes and a towel. Please change into these clothes. You can deposit your current clothes into the basket here. Huh? Now then, please excuse me. With that, the maid exited the room. Thank you. I had no idea if she could hear me, but I tried to offer her my gratitude through the door. Looking at the change of clothes, I found a men's tank top, a white shirt, slacks, and a belt laid out. Their preparation is amazing. I wonder if they get a lot of lost people like me. It would explain their high level of readiness anyway. Yeah, wearing soaked clothes sucks. Not gonna say no to dry clothes. After I changed, I put my old clothes into the white basket as directed. I then sat down on the sofa in front of me and finally felt a wave of relief surge throughout my entire body. I'm saved. I don't want to think about what would happen if I hadn't found this place. The thought alone was enough to make me shudder. But what was that light anyway? Referring, of course, to the purple light that brought me here. It'd be no exaggeration to say that it saved my life. Maybe some kind of firefly? A mirage? The soul of the dead? No matter how much I thought, I could not come to a conclusion, so I decided to look around the room instead. Oh, neat. The room was decorated with various paintings on the walls and other furnishings. One of my previous jobs involved dealing with world-class works of art, so I had a degree of knowledge on their value. Wait, that one's super famous, isn't it? Each and every piece is completely out of reach for the average household. It's almost like a museum. And the only time I've seen a fireplace before was on one of those celebrity house tour programs. As it was currently summer, the fireplace was obviously devoid of any firewood. But even so, its presence and luxuriousness made it stand out even among all of the other high-class furnishings of the room. We do get what the room looks like. I mean, we can see what the room looks like. It's insane that someone actually owns this. Just what kind of people live here? That sounds like a line I heard in Starless. Just maintaining the building would require a considerable degree of wealth. They had to be the CEO of a major corporation and the heir of some super old and wealthy family or something. Or seeing how deep this place was in the mountains. Just like with Starless, it could be the lair of some kind of supervillain. My mind was entertaining the endless possibilities when I heard a knock on the door. Come in? Excuse me. The maid from before entered the room, pushing a cart like you'd see in restaurants. Its freight this time was a teapot and accompanying teacup and saucer. The maid placed the teacup in front of me and poured the contents of the teapot into it. From the scent, it seemed to be black tea. The soft, sweet fragrance cleared a path through my nostrils. Would you like milk and sugar? Oh, yes, please. At my request, the maid deftly altered the drink into a milk tea. Please, drink. From the first sip, I thought it was the most delicious tea I'd ever had in my entire life. Likely because of the chill that currently ailed my body. A feeling of warmth and wellness exuded through every inch of my well-being. Or every inch of my being. There's no well-being here. This is the best tea I've ever had. Is that so? Good then. The maid answered curtly, her expression unchanged. I continued drinking the milk tea, thinking that'd be nice if she responded more warmly to my praise. It did not take long before I drained my cup. More tea? Oh yes, please, I could drink this all day. The tea leaves for this must be high quality, given that it tastes so terrific. Oof. With her expert hand, made another cup of milk tea. For some reason, the second cup tasted a little saltier than the first. So by the way, who does this grand estate belong to? I posed a question to the maid as I drank my second cup of tea. That would be the Chichigamis, and we know why they're named the Chichigamis. With those words, a woman entered the parlor. A woman so beautiful I could feel my heart on the verge of being stolen. She had glamorous silky hair, and her long legs peeked out from the slit in her dress. Above all else, she had massive breasts, which I don't think anybody would notice, which bounced generously with her every move. Her sex appeal was such that I had trouble knowing where to direct my eyes. Shit, even if I try to look away, my eyes keep wandering back over. Why is everyone in this mansion so damn hot? Gulp. So you would be. I asked as fast as I could, trying to drown out the sound of my own gulp. I am Chichigami Manami. Wife of Chichigami Jinosuke, who is the master of this Maison Chichigami. Maison Chichigami? Yes, that is correct. If you don't mind me asking, what is your name? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to introduce myself. We're not going to use Grimm. Seems like everything is kind of set here. Please decide how each heroine refers to you. Some call you Oni, some call you Onigami. Your first name is Onimaru Onagami. We're just gonna keep it like that for this one. I'm not gonna have everything changed to Grimm. That's a lot of typing. We don't have time. I hastily stood up and introduced myself to the lady.
So, kashikomarazu tomo yoi desu wa. Sore ni shitemo, totemo tsuyousou na onamae desu ne.
Aha, there's no need to be so formal. Onagami Onimaru, yes? You have such a strong name. She giggled, placing a hand to her mouth. The action itself was captivating. As she laughed, her boobs bounced. I could not take my eyes away. Their springiness was evident in the way they moved up and down under the force of gravity. I could feel the lust within me grow. Ai, have you introduced yourself to our guest? I have not. I thought it more appropriate for the mistress to be known first. That won't do, Ai. Introduce yourself to the man. Understood, mistress. The woman called Ai turned to me and sank her head in a bow. My apologies for the late introduction. I am Ishiki Ai, maid of my son, Chichigami. Ah, no need to apologize. I didn't name myself either. Ai, go and fetch Ryo and Kana for me. Yes, mistress. At Manami's order, I swiftly made her way out of the room. So the head of the house is Jinosuke, was it? I'd like to pay my respects to him if I can. Jinosuke is already retired for the day. You'll be able to see him at breakfast tomorrow. Ah, I didn't realize it was so late. Looking at the clock, the hour hand was currently sitting at 9. Sorry for troubling you at such a late hour. It is no problem. It was fortunate that you managed to find this place at all, Onigami. Truly fortunate. Was it that big of a problem? Yes, this entire area is property of the Chichigamis. Aside from us, not a single other person lives on this mountain. Had you not arrived here, there is no telling if you'd ever be found again. Ooh, foreshadowing. Manami's words reinforced just how lucky I was. Or so he thinks. There he is. That's the guy who got lost in the mountains, right? Ryo, you shouldn't say that. Ryo, remember your manners. Introduce yourself to our guest first. Manami looked at the girl named Ryo with a concerned frown. Sorry, my name is Chichigami Ryo. I'm 18 years old. You better be, we'll have the credit card companies after us. Nice to meet you, mister.
Chichigami Kana, 18歳.
Chichigami Kana, she's 18 years old. As the credit card companies approve, I can already see a guy with a thumbs up, you know, big old suit. He's got a, okay, thumbs up, 18. Wait, so both of you are 18? Everybody's 18. That's right, we're twins. Don't we look alike? Their personalities were complete opposites, but their faces certainly bore a resemblance to their mother, Manami's. The biggest way they resembled each other, however, was their generous busts, which clearly marked them as Manami's children. The twins are massive, too. What's with this family? And their maid? What in the world is this household? What in the world's in the water? I could feel a growing heat in my loins from being surrounded by this quartet of busty women. Hey, mister, you're thinking something dirty, aren't you? What? No, I'm not. Ryo, you mustn't speak so rudely and don't stare at others like that. They can take it, right? This is the first time I've ever seen someone who's made it up here on their own, right, Kana? The girl named Kana was looking downward, but I could see that she was clearly appraising me. I don't care. I'd rather be reading right now. Don't be like that. There's all kinds of stuff you can't learn from just books. Well, maybe for you, Ryo. With that, Kana immediately left the room. Oops. Did I say something to offend her? My apologies for the scene. Kana's always been a sickly girl, so she has little experience with social interactions. She'll come around, Mama. It's just been years since the last time Kana's talked with a man. She's just nervous. I hope so. Sorry, but she hasn't spoken to a man for years. So, mister, what's your name? Ryo suddenly asks, as if cutting off my question. I was taken aback for a second, but she was definitely the kind of girl that was easier to talk to for me. Oh, I'm Onigami Onimaru. Wow. What a name. Ryo placed a finger on her chin like a detective and examined me from head to toe. Is there something on my face? Nope, nothing. Anyway, how'd you get here anyway? Weren't you lost? Don't tell me you actually hiked here. Oh, not that I think you're suspicious or anything, just asking. It only made sense to be suspicious of a soaking wet man arriving at your doorstep. Well? A purple light. I told the two about the events that led me here and how a purple light guided me here, though I left out the stuff about the spirit spring. I see. Okay, mister. Ryo was sitting next to Manami, nodding her head as if convinced of something. Sorry, I know it sounds crazy. Not at all. If what you say is true, I can only think that it was fate that brought you here. Fate? Yes, Onigami. Your arrival must be the providence of the chief god. The chief god? I was brought here by the chief god? I never heard of such a deity. I wonder what relation it had with the Chichigamis, the chief god. Are they particularly associated with the Chichigami family or anything? That would be correct. I would love to tell you more, but it's getting late, and I'm sure you must be tired. We can speak more tomorrow if that's agreeable with you. Yeah, let's do that. I turned to look at the clock, whose hour hand had now reached past 10. Yeah, I'm pretty beat. Night. So am I. We won't be doing much more of this. At least right now. Ryo got up off the sofa and stumbled towards the door. The maid Ai reached the door ahead of her and opened it for her. After passing the door, Ryo came to a stop and turned to face me. See you tomorrow, mister. Huh? Oh, yeah. Ryo raised a hand to wave goodbye before resuming her exit. Ai, please show Onigami to his room. Yes, mistress. Please, this way. Right, one moment. Miss Chichigami? Just Manami, please. Then Manami, thank you so much for today. I got up from the sofa and gave my thanks to Manami once more. Make sure to rest long and well now. With that, I followed Ai out of the parlor. She says, Onigami Onomaru, Oh, 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 oh. And it's not going to be a Merry Christmas for him. The room I was brought to was unbelievably extravagant, far beyond what one would consider for a guest room. What especially drew my eye were the green curtains that surrounded the large bed in the center of the room. Look at the color. This is the first time I've ever seen a canopied bed before. Is that so? A curt reply as usual. I proceeded to explain the features of this room. The washroom is located next to the stairs. It is a unisex facility, so take care when entering. The bathroom is located on the first floor. It is usually only used by m'ladies, so please call ahead of time if you would like to use it. Is this like where you have to hit a button and say, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid I must urinate. And then they, okay, we'll have that ready for you in an hour. Your clothes will be laundered and brought to you tomorrow. If you require any further laundry, please use this basket here. Sorry for all the trouble. I know I've imposed so much on you. Not at all. I am simply carrying out my mistress's will. As usual, said with a completely unchanging expression. Is that just how maids are, I wonder? Pardon. Do you need something? I spaced out on Ai's face for a bit too long, causing her to look at me with a perplexed expression. Oh, just I was wondering how long you've been working here is all. It seems like quite a while. It is currently my 10th year working here. Why? Oh, nothing. Sorry.
Tomorrow,
Breakfast will take place at 7 tomorrow in the dining room. I will arrive 10 minutes ahead of time to guide you there. Please complete any preparations before then. Got it. I'll be taking my leave then. Phew, this whole thing has been nerve-wracking. I dove into the bed and my body, which was stiffened from the events of the day, sank into its sheets. So big, what size is this? Queen? No, it has to be king size, right? I reached my arms out and was shocked to find that I could not find the edges. But seriously, I really lucked out. What would have happened if I'd stayed lost out there? The relief of being safe caused the exhaustion to suddenly catch up on me, and my eyelids quickly felt heavier and heavier. I want to take a bath, but I'm so tired. That's that light from before. The light I had seen in the forest floated in front of me just as before. I didn't get a chance before, but thank you. As I faced the light to show my appreciation, it suddenly approached me. What's happening? Oh. The light that floated towards me suddenly gleamed bright, causing me to shut my eyes in response. Was that a dream? I woke up wet from the cold sweat I had developed. What even was that? Ugh, bathroom first. While I was troubled by the mystery of what happened, my body's sudden bathroom urges took priority. There should be a toilet next to the stairs, right? I rushed to where I had explained there'd be a washroom. Ah, here it is. I reached a room with a metal plate that read, Toilet. I lightly knocked first, to check for any occupants before heading in. Phew! My business finished. I made my way back to my room. It feels eerie being in a Western mansion at night, though. Feels like anything could happen. I thought to myself as I walked down the hallway, dimly lit by moonlight. It's kind of scary. I had read novels where murders or ghosts would show up in a place like this. I turned around to check if there was anything creeping up behind me. Nothing there, but if I turned around again, nothing back in front of me either. Okay, let's stop being dumb and head back. I dryly laughed to myself, but just then... Hmm? I heard a faint voice coming from somewhere. No, stop. Not there. Ah! That sounds like... It was a sound that was particularly to girls during that. I heard in the direction of the sound as... Excuse me. We didn't hear. We headed into the direction of the sound as if it beckoned. The door to a room was slightly ajar, spilling light into the corridor. The voice is coming from here. I placed my eye at the narrow opening and peeked inside. No, mother, please stop. No, don't fight it. You need to feel it coming from inside your body. If you do that, you'll start feeling the desire to serve, to pleasure. What's going on? I squinted my eyes. What's going on? Kana's arms and legs were restrained, and Manami was gently patting Kana's abdomen with her palm. I was completely stunned by the sight before my eyes. That's good, yes, just like that. Let out the desire building up inside you. No, it won't come out. Nothing is coming out. Ah! We're getting some stuttering from the seams. That might be fixed in a patch. Listen carefully, Kana. Slowly rub this spot. Do you feel it slowly warming up? Okay, so we actually do have to end it here. Yeah, I know it's a scene, but I'm just kind of showing you guys, you know, what the sex scenes are like. Obviously, as you can see, there's still some stuttering in issues, and I'm pretty sure they'll have that fixed in a later patch, because they always patch things when they're not all, you know, together. But alright guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more great hentai games. And of course, you can pick up Welcome to My Son Chichigami right now at Kagura Games, and it's also on Steam, I believe. And there's some other places you might be able to pick it up as well. No, I think that's it. GOG version isn't up yet. Don't know when that will be. It's a mystery. I mean, it literally is. I'm not even lying. It's a mystery. They've got a patch for it, but I don't know if it'll even be up there at all. At any rate, I'm out. I'll see you next time.